So open the meeting at 5:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyada people, and recognise the contributions of Gariyada elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item 3, recordings of attendance is as listed. 3.2, apologies, there are nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures? There is nil. Item 4, previous response to previous questions. 4.1, questions taken on notice from the public at Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 7th of February 2017. There is nil. 4.2, questions taken on notice from committee members at Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 7th of February 2017. 4.2.1, that's Mr. Atwood, and the answers are as listed. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications, members? There's nil. Item 6, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications? There's nil. Item 7, public time. Important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon third request. If you do not give permission for your recording, your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of Town of Port Hedland, local law and standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So 7.1, public questioning time, open public question time at 5:34. And note that we do not have any members of the public in the gallery. So we close public question time at 5:34. And open 7.2, public statement time. So open public statement time at 5:35. And note that there are no members of the public in the gallery. So I'll close public statement time at 5:35. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There are nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Councillor Tarver.
No.
Ms. Panganis.
No.
Councillor Newbury.
No, thank you.
Councillor Whitwell.
No.
Mr. Atwood.
My question is on outstanding decisions. Can it be noted that the red stuff and it was 100% done? Can it be highlighted in future sort of thing?
Mr. Atwood, can we just have a bit more clarification on that page number and...
Page 12.11.
Okay, thank you. Any other... would you like to respond to that, Samir?
We'll correct that.
Okay, thank you.
It's an error.
Mr. Atwood, is there any other questions?
Yes. And then I go to 12.11 again with the yellow. Can we highlight in there that it is going to be complete and it is an ongoing process this year, sort of thing?
That's correct. Right. Absolutely.
Correct the yellow in there, please.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Atwood. Any other questions?
And the with when I in the stuff sort of with putting a name in there for matching, on the funding?
Yep.
Can I have a page number on that, Mr. Adler?
Page number 12.1.3.
Mm-hmm.
Summary funding of community donations paid for the period October to December.
Any question was?
I just would like to have it noted that I'd like to see that a MSF or matching figure, that in future we don't have to ask the questions, that we know that it's a matching figure of $1,000 from South Island Primary, that they've already got $1,000 for that event.
Yep, okay, yep. CEO?
We'll resolve that for next time.
Thank you. Right.
And the other one was with regard to the fence.
On page...
It's from page
13.
It's amendment 12.21. Observation tower.
Yep. You have a question, sir?
If we endorse you, we're bringing back a fencing and a perimeter and a detailed or the removal?
Correct.
Okay. That's more than that.
Anything further, Mr.
Abbott? I just wanted to make sure that we get a good notification on when we have workshops, please.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Atwood. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. And 6-0. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 7th of February. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation on page 15? Move Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Thank you. Seconder, Ms. Panganis. Have any against? Thank you. Items passed 6-0. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion, moves nil. And a disclaimer, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the Town of Port Hedland has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 12, reports of officers. 12.1.1, monthly Audit, Risk and Governance Committee reports. With the officer's recommendation on page 16, do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Do I have a mover? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Seconded. Councillor. Do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Tarvo. Speakers for, Councillor Whitwell. Speakers against, Mr. Abbott.
Thank you, Mayor Blanket. Again, this is just receiving the reports. It's a monthly audit. I guess the monthly audit governance committee decisions and the monthly risk register report, there may be some issues on it, maybe some updates, and we've already said that we'll correct some of them, but there's no reason why we wouldn't want to receive the reports in. They've been noted some of the issues or the errors, and we're going to update that. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Tarvo. Councillor Whitwell, speaker's floor.
My view is that the monthly audit and risk governance committee reports are should be accepted, and basically we should be moving on to work to do this time.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Speakers against, Mr. Atwood.
As a person around this table, I do not endorse or give out blank checks. I think that at the moment I'm not endorsing this because the information I've got is incorrect, and I feel that I should not be endorsing something that which is not in full and being done properly before it hits this table. I think we have to, here as a committee, endorse what is in front of us, and what in front of us here is not accurate, and that's why I'm against it.
Could I get some clarification on that, Mr. Atwood? What is incorrect and what is inaccurate?
Well, it says it's 10% completed, and it's got a red line there, and the CEO said it's 100%, should be 100% completed. Error or mistake, I don't know, but I'm not... It's against my...
Okay, so that was clarified previously, Mr. Atwood, that it was a typo. It should have been 100%.
But it's not in front of me as 100%. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I read and I endorse what I see. And I read what's in front of me and I don't endorse it because it's not correct.
Thank you, Mr. Atwood. Speakers four, Ms. Pangenis.
I support these reports. But again, subject to incorporation of those changes to the tables that's been identified. So that applies to items number 5 of the outstanding decisions, plus the item number 7 of the risk register.
Ms. Pangenis, speakers against. Speakers for, write a reply.
Yeah, look, I think our job here is to find the mistakes. Employees don't make mistakes on purpose. It's a typo, it's easily done, anyone can do it. If this is the biggest issue we've got, then, you know, I'll agree that we should be picking up, but it's not, it's a typo. And I think we just accept that. We've got the recordings, we said we're going to update it and we just move on.
Councillor Tama, a vote. Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, show of hands please. And those against? Thank you. The motion is passed 5-1. 12.1.2, compliance audit return for 2016 with the officer's recommendation on page 19. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Do I have a seconder? Seconded. Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? The motion is passed 6-0. 12.1.3, funding and donations for the period of 1st of October to the 31st of December 2016, with the officer's recommendation on page 34. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Ms. Pangenis. Do I have any against? Items passed 6-0. 12.2.1, Observation Tower, Wedge Street, Port Hedland, with the officer's recommendation on page 38. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? I second the officer's recommendation.
Foreshadow motion.
Yes. Do I have any against the officer's recommendation?
Point of clarification, can
yes.
I? Yeah. I support the recommendation, but subject to minor, or subject to some wordings for it to be consistent with the terms of reference of the meeting.
I have a mover and I have a seconder. Do I have any against?
I'll have to vote against it so we can consider it.
Okay, again, so speakers for, Tarvo, speakers for, Blanco, speakers against, Whitwell.
Okay. So again, this is very low key. As it says, they agree that the town of Port Ellen will investigate an option of installing fence around the base. And part two, agree that the above option will be in place until such time the town of Port Ellen can prioritise expenditure of funds. So all we're doing is investigating. We're trying to make it safe for the town. Again, there's no commitment, there's no decision. It's just saying that we agree. So it's not one that we can say yay or nay, but it's just that we're going to do something about this. Right? We've heard previously that we've had the structural engineer look at it. It's safe. We're trying to make it safer again until we can decide what we want to do with it. So again, no issues with progressing this whatsoever.
Thank you, Councillor Tarvo. I'll just add, speakers for myself, I'll just add that it's been on the agenda for quite a few years that I can remember, and clearly we're moving forward on it. The fence is going to go around until we have some options that can be put to council, so I'm in favour of it. Speakers against? Councillor Tarvo.
There's only one issue. There's only one issue I've got, which was pointed out to me by Nina, and that is, rather than agreeing to it, we should be recommending it to the council. Mm. Same thing, but we don't really have a degree. It's a question of telling, saying that we recommend
it. Okay, so, Councillor, would you like the word agree changed to recommend?
That's right.
CEO, can we have that... can we do an amendment to the number two?
If the mover and the seconder are both happy with the word change, we don't have to treat it as an amendment.
Councillor Tarvo, do you agree that it's fine? And I agree as well. So can we have that number two agreed, change to recommend?
Correct. Is it number one and two, or just?
Just
to both.
Number one and both.
Two.
Yes, just recommend.
That, that's fine.
So it comes out
to council. Yeah, that's right. With that amendment, I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour of the office recommendation on page 38. Can I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. Those against? Mr. Atwood.
What's wrong with me?
Which one? I didn't see your hand out there. Which, do you agree? Or you have to take a vote.
Before you ask for against, and you'd say past six love or whatever it is. Did I move my hand?
Mr. Atwood, hang on. I need a vote off you, Mr. Atwood. Is it for or against?
Well, I didn't move against it. Did anybody else put their hand up to go for it?
Mr. Atwood, I'm just asking you. I need a vote. Are you for or you're against?
I'm for. So I didn't put
for,
my hand
up. So then we have 6-0. Thank you. Item 13, motions of which previous notice have been given. There is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature. There is nil. Item 15, matters of which meeting may be closed. Confidential matters. There is nil. Item 16, closure. 16.1, a date of next meeting. The Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 9th of May 2017, commencing at 5:30. So close the meeting at 5:49.